knowledge that pencil sharpeners are sexual innuendos. And clearly Brenda here wants to fuck so much that she stabs this old white man. And this old white man does not want to fuck Brenda because she has herpes.
Welcome to the art of going your own way. I got an interesting story for you. So, last Friday, me and Widow were up at the watering hole, and we're sitting at a high-top table, and there's high-top tables, there's the bar, and then there's low-top tables as well. And sitting there playing some pull tabs, enjoying the evening, drinking some beers, and got to the bottom of one of my beers, and Widow says to me, you want another drink? I'm like, yeah, I think I will. Well, I'll get you one. So she goes up to the bar and is ordering drinks. And there's this woman. I know who she is. She's a friend of my ex-girlfriend. I'm sitting a few tables away. Wait until you hear this. This is funnier than shit. So she's looking at my girl, who's up at the bar, and she gets up and she walks over to me. And she goes, hey, your ex-girlfriend wants to know if those concert tickets are still good. So I'm going to explain what that's all about here really quick. And now for the rest of the story. So while I was dating her, and this is pre-plandemic bullshit, we had gone and seen a concert in Colorado. Most excellent concert. It was great. She introduced me to this band, and I'm like, wow, that was fucking phenomenal. Three, four, 5 months later, whatever it is, she says to me, hey, that band's coming here, and you want to go? I'm like, yeah, I think that'd be a fun idea. So, it was around Valentine's, and I bought us each a ticket to go. Great seats, too. Couldn't believe I got them. And, needless to say, about 3 months after that, she decides to call the relationship quits. And those tickets were in her possession. I was like, fine, fuck it. Not a big deal. Well, then got notice with the plandemic shit that the concert's being moved. Then got notice that the concert's being canceled. But hold on to your tickets. We're going to re-announce a date. And it was like a year out. I'm like, oh, okay. And then another announcement that it's another year out beyond that. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. We're not dating anymore. I'm canceling those tickets. Canceled them, and then I thought to myself, you know what? That's such a great concert. I'm going to go. So I repurchased the tickets. And believe it or not, I actually got the same fucking tickets. So, kick ass. Now, bring it back. Are those concert tickets still any good? And I said, no. And then my girl's coming back over, and she slinks away. And then when Widow gets to the table, I'm like, did you see that? And she goes, no, what? I was getting us drinks. I said, I'll tell you after we're out of here. I said, I got to tell you, though, that I'm kind of pissed. Wrestling night kind of goes by, and we leave. I tell her what happened, and I'm like, you know, this pisses me off. I said, if and when I see that person again, I'm going to tell them never to come up and do that again. Yeah, Sunday rolls around. We had spent the weekend together, had a good time, and decided to have a nightcap over there. And I saw him, and I said, you know what? Hold on here a second. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to basically lay it straight. So I walk up to her, and I said, can I talk to you a second?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I got to tell you that I really don't appreciate you coming up to me and asking me that question. That woman called it off, didn't want to have anything to do with me, didn't want to talk to me anymore, and I respected that. I broke off all communication with that person. And then you come up and you ask me that question. She has my contact information. She could ask me that question. So please, don't ever do that again. And as a matter of fact, if I'm sitting at a table, don't sit at a table next to the table I'm sitting at. Well, I get home and I'm pissed. So I decide to send a text message going, what the heck was that? I said, don't do that ever again. You got a question, you could have reached out. That is some bullshit. Now, this degrades into a complete texting flame war about, I don't know why you're getting so upset. I'm getting so upset is because you have fucking double standards. You're a fucking dumb liberal. Don't ever talk to me again. But then you reach out to me and try talking to me. Don't fucking talk to me. You could have figured out if those tickets were still good. You could have gone on. You could have made a fucking phone call. And then it gets into, you know, you're a dishonorable drunk up there. You're just a drunkard and a womanizer up there. Okay, so now you know that she's been using her friend to spy on me up there. Just fucking piss me off. Towards the end of the whole flame war, I got the, you're a fucking asshole. I didn't lose any sleep over you when I dumped your ass. Go fuck off and go to hell. I'm thinking to myself, what, you want me to get married again? No thanks. So, and then the coup de la grace, the piece de la resistance is, she said, you know, I'm suicidal and I fight depression every day and I don't need this bullshit from you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh dear God. I'm finally like, listen, Axie, you need to get some serious help. You're fucked in the brain. Done. Well, I'm sitting there thinking about it, and now this happened on Sunday / Monday, because, of course, she had to give me the last piece of her mind, had to have the last fucking word always. That was on Monday morning, so I'm sitting there, I'm kind of stewing because I'm still pissed, but then again, I also don't want the bad karma of if somebody says, I'm suicidal. Last night I saw our friend up there again because I went to the watering hole because with all the stress I'm under between work, mom, this bullshit, you know, just life in general stuff, I don't want that bad karma. I saw our friend up there again and I said, hey, you got a second? She goes, yeah, what's going on? I said, I want you to read this. And it was the part in her text about how she's suicidal. And I said, I don't ever want to deal with this again. She's your friend. You need to get her some help. You need to intervene. Don't wait. If somebody's suicidal or saying they are, don't wait. You try to act on it right away. I've had somebody in my life who went bye-bye, and one thing may have stopped it. I'm not blaming myself. Things happen the way they happen, but if there's an intervention that's possible there, it should be done. I said, you know, your friend appears to be a paranoid schizophrenic. She likes me, she likes me not. I'm done with all this stuff. You can see that I am with a good woman. don't sit next to me anymore, don't talk to me anymore, just get your friend some help. That's all I'm asking of you. Oh, okay, well, I appreciate that, thanks. And then she goes to me, you know, but one thing, she might just be fucking with you. And I'm like, well, that may be the case. That may be the case that she might be fucking with me. But when it comes to somebody talking about killing themselves, yeah, don't treat it as a joke. You don't treat it as this or that. You fucking make something happen. So, there. Done. The karma's off me. I'm done with it. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with the relationship that I have with Widow. Never getting married again. Not cohabitating. Oh yeah, there's some sleepovers and stuff. And some fun time. Boom, chicka, wah, wah. I gotta tell you, when I was dating Axie, there were a couple of red flags that had popped up. And I confronted her ass on them right away. And I tried to keep this woman in line. But, you know, thing about it, you find out she had an abortion. Don't ever date anybody who's had an abortion. They're fucked in the brain. They're fucked in the brain. It messes them up so badly. Puts the spirit of Jezebel in them. They're fucked in the head. Avoid at all costs. Now, I've been seeing Widow for a year and a half, little over, maybe. And not one red flag. Well, you're just fucking blind and you can't see this. Talk about a guy who's hypervigilant after what he's been through. I can see this shit. And I don't sugarcoat it. Part of the flame war between me and Axie, too, is that, you know, I don't understand the rage that you're showing towards me. And it was just a simple question I asked. I said, you didn't fucking ask a question. You put your friend up to it. And you fucking liberals. I am sick. And if I have rage, it's because it's how I gotta deal with fucking people like you. I'm sick of people like you. And I'm sick of dealing with people like you. Now, fuck off. I'm sorry if I hurt you in any way, but fuck off. There. You've gotten the rest of the story. You've gotten the original, the rest of the story, and back to the original, and now the end. By the way, shout out, hey, a couple people. One of you guys reached out to me, you know who you are, last night. You always reach out to me when I'm fucking sleeping, man. I am a early to bed, early to rise type person these days. Well, as early as I can. Because my mom's health is not good. So the only real time that I get to break away is after I'm done working. I'm like, I'm going up to have a couple. And I'll be back in a little bit. Well, how long are you going to be gone? As long as it takes. As long as it takes to get rid of this fucking stress. Yep, I got almost no freedom. I did get away last week for a half a day. I took a half a day off of work and I rode my cycle. Now, I got two cycles now, and they're both classic cycles. And one's a nice one. Well, they're both really nice, don't get me wrong. One's an 1100, so it's got way more power. It's like a cruiser. It's fucking cool. Took a nice long trip with a buddy of mine, mechanic buddy. We went for a ride, headed out to a bar, had a pop, drove back. So we had a nice hour to 2 hour just cruise. It was cool. Yeah. Yeah. It's in great condition. Going to be going camping here in the near future. But my sibling, who will watch my mom every once in a while, has been sick. And so, you know, I just don't want to get her get her sick. And then my mom's like, I don't want to go over there and get sick. Yeah, so great. I get no freedom. Well, luckily found somebody that we can bring in every once in a while and for a weekend to help watch mom. Costs money, always does, but mom's got money, so mom can pay for that. Give me some sanity break. Yeah, other than that, almost no freedom. Work, hate my job, like my job. Job's going through transitionary shit. I'm moving into a different area. It's a promotion? Yeah, we'll see how this all works out. But again, I'm really not going out of my way to do anything. You know, it's funny, when shit apparently rises to the top, you know that. Cream never rises to the top at work, it's always the shit. I don't consider what I'm getting a promotion. I'm considering it more fucking work. What do you do? Still employed. Yay. 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 Like I said, get the shinies if you can. Get ready for the shit that's coming. It gets worse here every day. Learn to live in the jungle where we all play. Now, with that said, there is an art to going your own way. Peace. Cheers. All that goodwill. Fuck off.
Women are a hazard. And if you want to have sex with them, you better shut their fucking mouth, because they will whine about it.